Rise and shine.
It's a new day. It's early breakfast with Africa Milani.
A couple of weeks ago, you would go and buy a root of ginger for 70 rand a kilogram. Yesterday, that amount had risen up to 400 rand. Joining me on the line now is Stefan Faltzman, who is a farmer at Agri Manzi. Stefan, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Hello, good morning.
Why are you charging us so much for a kilogram of ginger, Stefan?
Unfortunately, the farmer has nothing to do with the price that's being charged on the market. At the moment, it's simple economics. The demand is higher than supply.
And I imagine demand being high in part because of the pandemic, right? People are realizing that they can use ginger in teas, for example, to help fight potential allergies.
Yes, it's definitely got to do with that, as well as the strong drive towards healthier living.
How much ginger do we actually produce in South Africa, Stefan?
South Africa, as a producing nation, doesn't produce enough for its consumption. In South Africa, it's definitely a net importer of ginger, predominantly from Asian or especially China. They are the biggest producers of ginger in the world.
Do we just simply not have the climate or the soil type that then...
No, we have the best climate and the best soil type for ginger growth in Southern Africa. The problem comes with the actual market. It's such a volatile market. You know, as a producer, the price rises, the price drops. And you, as long as you can stay a steady producer, you'll make it through. But if you come into the market too high a price or too high a volumes of ginger, the price drops, you lose your crop. It's as simple as that.
And how long have you been in the business, Stefan, and how have you sustained?
We've been in the business now for 6 years. We still refer to as quite a small grower. It's not our main crop. We are macadamia growers as well.
I suppose here's another basic 101 question. When is the best time to, plant ginger and therefore harvest it? When is it in season? Because I always find ginger at my store or vegetable market whenever I'm looking for it.
So the South African growing climate, we generally plant in August, September, and we'll start harvesting between March and December. That is when the skin on the ginger turns into a much harder golden color, and it keeps the ginger healthier for longer on the store shelves. The rest of the time, we importing ginger, and the demand all over the globe right now is so high that basically the imports are being shifted from us to European countries. That's why the price has gone so high.
And there's absolutely nothing that you at Agri Manzi can do, for example, where you, take some of the land that you've earmarked for macadamia nuts and replace that sort of planting for ginger or something. Like, it's not a case of, you know, within a couple of weeks, we could see a higher availability, if you like, of the product. We have to wait until whatever is available for the market when it's time for you guys to harvest in about March.
Yeah, it's as simple as that. So the produce you buy off of the shelf is actually the seed as well. So every farmer has to plan that how much seed they're going to be keeping back to plant in September for harvesting in 2022.
Out of interest, of that 400 rand a kilogram that the retailer charges, and I absolutely appreciate that you have nothing to do with how much a Food Lovers Market, a Pick and Pay, a Woolworths is going to charge me for that ginger. How much do you make per kilogram?
Farmer generally gets about 40% of that.
About 40%. And it would be 40% of the 400, right? As opposed to... Okay.
Correct, yeah.
All right. Stefan, how has your farming been affected by the heavy rains from the tropical depression now, as it's called, Eloise?
Well, luckily ginger is quite a water-using plant. So it's not affecting it too much, apart from the fact that we can't put on our antifungals at this point. As long as our drainage is good and our contours are in place, we'll survive until the end of the rains. But looking positive so far.
All right, Stefan, thank you very much. All the best to you and your team. Stefan Feltzman, a farmer at AgriManzi, trying to help us understand why it is that you're paying so much for a kilogram of ginger when you go to your favorite store or market to go and buy that ginger. Errol.